Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 30, 21.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 30, 21. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left." When my youngest child, Kim, was a high school senior, a lot of people asked her the question, "What do you plan to do after graduation?" Kim appreciated their honest interest in her future, but she found the question stressful because she didn't have an answer. While many of her friends knew what they wanted to do following high school, she didn't feel as though she had clear direction. One day she broke into tears and shared her frustrations with me. This led to a great conversation about hearing God's voice based on today's Bible verse. Within the context of today's verse, the Israelites had once again turned away from God to follow idols. They'd also made military alliances with Egypt rather than trusting God to protect and defend them. And so the prophet Isaiah came to them and urged them to repent of their sin, to turn from going their own way to following God's way instead. Isaiah reassured the people that God would hear their cries for help. If they would ask him for guidance, he would speak to them and tell them which way to go. This promise of hearing God's voice is not a scriptural standalone. John 10, 3 and 4, for instance, beautifully aligns with it. Jesus spoke these words, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him," that is, the shepherd, "and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." The shepherd here, of course, is Jesus. And the sheep are those who have placed their faith in him for salvation. By speaking these words, Jesus let us know that he talks to us, and we can hear and recognize his voice. The same truths are evident in today's Bible verse. Listen to it again. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left." The words, "a voice will say," presumes that God speaks to his people. The words, "your own ears will hear him," assumes that yes, indeed, we can hear him. Now, some of you might be thinking, "I've never heard God speak. There must be something wrong with me." If this is your situation, I want to put your mind at ease with encouragement from John 4:24. "For God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." In biblical times, God communicated with his people in a variety of ways. He appeared to Moses in a burning bush and invited him to talk with him atop a mountain. He He appeared to Gideon in the form of an angel. He did the same with Abraham and with Sarah's servant, Hagar. Nowadays, he communicates in a different way, through the Holy Spirit speaking to our spirit. In John 16:13, Jesus said this would be so. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. Have you ever awakened from a deep sleep with a sense of urgency to pray for someone? Have you ever felt an inescapable nudge to call or text someone with whom you haven't connected for a long time? Maybe you felt compelled to write a check to a missionary, or to ask the grocery store clerk how she's doing, or to pay for the order belonging to the person behind you in line at a fast food restaurant. Maybe you were in a heated conversation with someone and were just about to say something regrettable when you sensed a shh, a hush inside. God speaks through his Holy Spirit's whispers and nudges. He communicates to us through song lyrics, a friend's wise counsel, the beauty of creation, and a child's innocent words. Sometimes he talks to us through a sense of uneasiness that we cannot shake, or a conviction that grows stronger over time. Always he speaks through his written word. God talks to us using a variety of methods. Our heart condition determines our ability to hear his voice. If we're bent on doing our own thing as the Israelites were, by making idols on which to lavish our affection and casting our confidence in false gods rather than the living God, then we're going to have a tough time hearing his voice. Busyness is another determining factor. Sometimes the noise of our daily hustle and bustle drowns out his voice. This can be true even for those of us involved in career ministry. We get so busy serving God that we don't spend time seeking his face or listening for what he may want to say. Occasionally, God tells us something we don't want to hear, so we choose to tune him out. God speaks to his children. That's a truth on which we can rely. If we can't hear him, it's not due to his inability to communicate. It's because our ears and our hearts are on a different frequency. We need to make whatever adjustments are necessary to tune our ears and our hearts to the same frequency as his. In my daughter's situation, she and I turned today's Bible verse into a daily prayer. Together we ask God to speak to her and to direct her in the way she should go after she completed high school. We also asked him to give her a heart to hear and obey what he said. We trusted him to answer because he's faithful to do what he says he will do. And he did. He gave Kim the idea of attending a one-year Bible school program. She applied and he opened the doors for her to go. She took a leap of faith in trusting him for the finances needed, and he honored her for doing so. God wants to speak to us because he wants relationship with us and he desires our best. Oh, that we would cherish his voice as much as he cherishes us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us enough to value communication with us. Thank you for talking with us as our best friend and wise counselor, as our teacher, comforter, and guide. Lord, we long to hear your voice. Open our ears and tune our hearts to you. Help us distinguish your voice from so many others clamoring for our time and attention, and grant us joyfully obedient hearts to do whatever you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.